So welcome everybody to the very first session of our this year's Unpacking Tech That Makes You Feel at Home. It's a whole series of webinars that we're running this week. We're very excited about it. And to help me with today's session, I'm delighted to be joined by Sight & Sound Technologies Tech Support and Services Manager, Ruth Gallagher-Carr, who used to be in Scotland, but now is based in Northampton. Ruth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stuart. Delighted to be here.
Yeah, thank you. You kind of came in at the last minute, and we're really very grateful for that, by the way. So thank you for jumping in to the seat at the very last moment.
Not a problem at all. Not a problem.
So today's session, I suppose, is a bit of an intro, an overview to what's going to happen during the week, and we'll tell you about that in a couple of minutes. But it's also a chance for you to hear about the offers and what's available and the prices, and maybe, Ruth, as well, for us to talk a little bit about, you know, I suppose the importance of something like the Home User Program in terms of getting people access to technology who might not have access to it were it not there. And for people who maybe are, you know, starting to use this at home before they go to college or school or work and want that freedom to use things like JAWS or some of the other things we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic opportunity. So excited to tell everybody about it. I mean, those people that might follow Sight & Sound for a number of years will be aware that this is something that can happen every year. There's no guarantee, I have to say. It can happen every year. And so it's always a real thrill to be able to do it. I'm super excited to share everything. And this lineup that you've got, Stuart, with your webinars as well, that will be a phenomenal thing to chat about as well.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. I mean, we have some great presenters over the week, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So also, by the way, today, if you want to interact, if you want to ask a question to Ruth or myself, if you have any queries on pricing or general questions for the week, the format for the week, you can raise your hand here in the virtual room by pressing Alt and Y if you wish. If you're on a PC or if you're on a mobile app, activate the all important raise hand button. And similarly, you can type in the chat by pressing Alt and H. But if anyone has a question or anything you want to ask, please do that during the session. This one is rather brief, but most important thing maybe, let's start off with one of the most important things is, when are these things taking place? So every day this week at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a webinar, and they're going to take place for 1 hour each day. And it's Vispero Central, I suppose, this week, because some of our colleagues from Florida are joining with us to present. In fact, they're doing the work, Ruth. We're sort of sitting back and letting them at it, which is great. After today, they're doing the hard work.
Always interesting to listen to, though.
Always great to listen to, yeah. So tomorrow, we have the one and only Mr. Eric Damery. And Eric always attracts a crowd. We always have to get a big webinar space when Eric comes along. But Eric will be with us tomorrow to talk about Fusion and some changes in Fusion. And he'll be looking, particularly focusing on Zoom Text. And I'm really keen to hear about that, because I know there's been some really exciting things in Zoom Text lately. That's tomorrow at 2. So come along to talk to Eric if you want. And that is more focused on Fusion tomorrow. Okay, I'm sure if you have a JAWS question, come along as well. But that is a Fusion session. On Wednesday, though, we are delving right into JAWS with Matt Ater from Vispero. And Matt will be talking about JAWS, some new enhancements, glimpsing, I'm sure, a little bit into the new version of 2022. And again, come and put your questions to Matt. And on Thursday, we're going to be joined by Ron Miller, again, talking about Vispero hardware this time. He'll be talking about the Focus Braille displays and the Pearl camera and some interesting ways in which that technology can work together. And on Friday, it's a Sight and Sound gig again. We're going to have our all popular tech surgery. And I think when we do the tech surgeries, it's kind of anything's open, basically. You can ask questions on just about anything. I really shouldn't say that, because the people who'll be answering the questions will not be me, but
or Ruth. Relieved I'm not in that one.
yeah. We will not be answering the questions. I will be hosting it, but other people will answer. We're delighted to be joined by one of our tech support colleagues and some other people as well. That panel will be revealed on Friday. So we do hope people will join us. We're looking forward to this. We want to have a bit of fun as well. We want to explore technology and, most importantly, make sure that you leave on Friday armed with loads of information so that you can take advantage of our home user program, which runs between, started last week and runs up to the end of August, the 31st of August. And Ruth, so, I suppose,
I was just going to ask, so those sessions, obviously they're talking about what's new in the softwares and an overview of the Focus Blue and Pearl. So actually really good for anybody, regardless of the home user program, to kind of catch up with where Vispero are going with their hardware and software catalogue.
I think absolutely. And I think people use them as well as a chance to kind of, you know, talk to Vispero and say, look, can you do this? Or I've been having an issue with this. And it's great to go right to the people. I mean, we have obviously our great tech support team and the trainers and all the guys who do stuff in Sight and Sound, but sometimes we have to go off and ask the questions as well. This gives you a chance to talk directly to the manufacturer, to the developers, to the product managers. So this is why this week is so important. And we're very excited to be bringing it to you.
So in previous years, we've held events in Glasgow, and I know obviously done it in conjunction with Sight Village as well in Birmingham. That's where I've met Eric before, and I have to say he's always been incredibly responsive to any feedback. I always feel like the Glasgow crowd give him a really good run for his money when they've done those events in the past, and Eric's been phenomenal. So definitely my impression of Vispero is as a company that listens. So definitely worth rocking up with your questions.
Yeah, and one actually was interesting because when we asked them to get involved in this gig, they were all like within 10 minutes emails coming back going, yeah, when do you want us? So we're very excited about that. So that will start tomorrow. But today, Ruth, I thought maybe the other thing we should do is maybe go through these offers and maybe just talk a little bit about, you know, why these are so good. Because if you were buying this 2 weeks ago, you would have been paying a lot more, wouldn't you?
Exactly. So the discounts are always kind of double checking low. So Stuart, getting ready for this session, I was checking our pricing, seeing what we're offering it at, and it is, well, some people might say ridiculously low, which sounds so cheesy and so salesy, but it really is. I mean, just to take Jaws as an example, so Jaws is as a home user license, typically I believe around £700 ex VAT. Currently in the home user program, it's £115, wow. Which is significantly reduced. So obviously that's a massive plus. The reason we go back to Vispero for this every year, and of course we have to go back and kind of, I don't say we have to beg and plead, but you know, there is an element of we really want to be able to offer this every year, is because obviously reducing it so significantly makes it so much more accessible to so many people. So it kind of removes that, okay, I'm using this at work, but I'm back to Narrator at home or NVDA, something like that, that you can have exactly the same experience across the systems, the computers that you're working with.
Yeah, and it's really interesting you make that point. I was talking to somebody this morning about the offers, and he was telling me that he purchased a software maintenance agreement, I think, 3 years ago, and then he purchased one last year, and he was just talking about how much he has saved and yet staying with the very latest software all the time. And it's a huge thing.
That's the other thing. So if you're already invested in Jaws or ZoomText or the Vispero software, you know, to keep them going, obviously there is a cost, there's an annual cost. I mean, there is with pretty much any software these days. So to be able to keep it running at a reduced rate, I believe the SMAs are £95 as part of the offer, a Jaws upgrade, and that's from any version, any previous version. So this is not just a one-step upgrade, exactly the same, £95. So that's almost half price, I think, from the, you know, standard pricing. So to be able to keep that running, get your upgrade, get you up to the latest version, and then put your SMA on top of that means that you're then covered for a couple of years, which is phenomenal at a much discounted rate.
What's the, maybe we should just explain, because I know there might be some people on this call, because it was interesting. I was talking to a group earlier on this morning in Dublin here, and somebody said, what's the difference between an SMA and an upgrade? It's a good question, actually, because there are some, I suppose, terms and conditions, for want of a better word, in terms of SMAs, aren't there? And what you have, how you have to qualify to get an SMA, I suppose.
Yes, now you've asked a question that normally takes me about half an hour to kind of put together an email describing it, but it is a question I get asked all the time. So obviously, an upgrade, to start with that, is obviously when you've got an older version of software, it then brings you to the current version, but that's essentially where it ends. So it takes your old version of the software up to the current one. What an SMA does, a service maintenance agreement is what it stands for, I think, service maintenance agreement. What that means is that you are then essentially paying in advance at a discounted rate for the next paid for upgrade. And that could be for 1 year, it could be for 2 years. You can line them up. So it means that you're paying in advance for the next paid for upgrade. Does that sound right, Stuart?
That's exactly right. And the other thing is that I heard is that you can stack up your SMAs. So I think you can buy two at a time. So you can potentially be future-proofed for the next 4 years.
So essentially what you're ending up with is a very stable version of your JAWS or your Zoom text, which will then cope with whatever Microsoft throws at you, will cope with whatever, you know, changes they stick into Office, changes they put into Windows, along with a whole host of other stuff that Vispro does, you know, to make sure JAWS keeps running, and the same for Zoom text and Fusion. So it just, it future-proofs you. It's a phrase gets used a lot, but you know, it future-proofs you.
There's some hardware options as well, Ruth, aren't there? I know the Ruby handhelds are, people love Ruby devices because I suppose they're so portable and so easy to use and carry around all over the place.
That's it. So the Ruby video magnifiers must have been selling for a number of years now, but they've, you know, kind of kept with the times in terms of the cameras being really, really strong, the screens being really, really clear. And so as a bit of hardware, you know, they're solid. So the full range of Rubies are in the offer. So right from the Ruby, just a standard 4.3 inch size Ruby with that little handle that pops out, right through to the Ruby 7 HD, and then we've got the Ruby HD and the XL HD versions, which essentially are larger screens. One of them has a little kickstand. They're all in the offer too. So you could pick up a Ruby for $199 at the lower end, or the Ruby 7 HD for $499 at the upper end, and then everything else in between. So if you're somebody who's using, again, going back to this idea of having something at home, so you want something that's maybe just that you grab to check your microwave settings, your oven settings, or check the ingredients on the back of your meal that you're cooking. You know, it kind of, again, the price just makes it that little bit more accessible to have that in your home, not necessarily having to rely on access to work to fund it for you or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's that thing of just having the independence, as you say, and having that technology. Now, I do have a hand raised. So Derry Lawler has raised his hand. Derry, I'm going to bring you in, and regular webinar attendee. So you should be able to unmute yourself if you'd like to ask us a question.
Hi, Stuart. I'm really keeping. Grace, so the JAWS SMA, is that two upgrades you get for the one for the £95, or is that just for one more year?
Sorry, Derry, I missed the beginning of that.
So the SMA for JAWS, is that for two upgrades?
Oh, for what? For one, so £70. £95 for JAWS, yeah, just for the 1 year. But you can stack them up and do them year on year as well. So you could do.
Okay, that's good. And I know it's a mainly Vispro, but are you doing any other Braille displays? Any reduction in any of the other Braille displays?
So in the offers, we've got the Focus 14 and the Focus Blue 40. So the
just
two
the Focus stuff. Range. You're not doing any other ones.
No, we
did a deal, Derry, only a little while ago on the HIMSS display, so yeah. That was a bit, I think, for the Braille Sense 6, but yeah, not at the moment on those ones.
No, it isn't. That's great. Thank you very much. Looking forward to getting my SMA, keeping up to date with it. That's great.
All right, Derry. Listen, good Thanks. To talk to you as always. Yeah. Thanks a million.
Cheers.
Okay, that was Derry. I have a hand raised as well from Brian Harshen from Harshen Consultancy. They do all sorts of amazing things, Ruth, with JAWS and wonderful products. So let's bring Brian in. Brian always has something very useful to contribute. So Brian, you should be able to unmute yourself.
There we go.
How are you?
There we go. Okay, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Good to hear
very
you.
Good. And congratulations to Ruth. It's the first time I've heard her. Very eloquent.
Oh, she's brilliant. She's brilliant.
And really, first of all, just before my question, congratulations to you for doing this, because in Britain, we do not have the annual home license that some countries have, America and Canada specifically. But we kind of do with these offers, although they're not guaranteed, we kind of do have them, which is really cool because they come around every year. My question was about the JAWS upgrades. We're getting quite a lot of inquiries about this. Specifically, are we upgrading to 2021? Because 2022 is just around the corner, so it's kind of a thorny issue.
Yeah, I believe as it stands, it's upgrading to 2021, but I can see why people are asking that question. I don't know if Stuart has anything extra.
No, that was exactly my understanding. And I think the suggestion when I spoke to James Everson about this last week, he was sort of saying if somebody is upgrading from an earlier version, say 2018, they would upgrade to 2021 and then they would be given the opportunity if they wish to buy the software maintenance to get them up to what, 2023
essentially. Yeah.
But yes. but I do know what you're saying, Brian. I think Vispero usually cut it off at 6 weeks before the next version. So from I think anything purchased from the beginning of September usually qualifies for the free upgrade, but not in this case.
Right. So the best route really is to upgrade and then buy the SMA, which will include 2022 and 2023.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Good to talk to you. Okay, brilliant. If anyone else wants to raise their hand, by the way, if there's anything you would like to ask, you are welcome to do so. As I say, you can raise your hand with Alt and Y. We have Maria Politi, also from Dublin. So Maria, your hand is raised. I'm going to unmute you. So it's great, Ruth. We're getting lots of interaction from the audience today.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Hi, Maria. We can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's. I just checked. I was sure last year I bought the SMA for 3 years, but I just checked, went into JAWS Help, and it says I've only got one upgrade left. So does that mean I would need to buy another SMA this time in order to? Or would that be okay for another year? It's just that during the pandemic, everything just started breaking on me all at once. My microwave, my phone, my fridge. So my purse was a bit...
Okay, so...
I have some money on the credit card if...
Yeah, so Maria, are you currently running 2021?
Yes.
Okay, so the one upgrade remaining means that you'll get 2022. Free at the moment, so you would not have to do anything until next year. Of course, we do say, as we've said it earlier, that we like to try to do these every year, but there's no guarantee. So that's just, you know, it's probably worth saying that as well. But no, you will get 2022 with your current package.
Can I just say we've got a question from David, and I think it's some confusion that I may have brought in here about the SMAs in the chat.
Yeah.
Saying that the SMAs used to cover you for two upgrades, but now are we saying that they only cover you for one? Is it that the SMAs cover for two upgrades?
So the SMAs cover you for two. If you get an SMA now and you are on 2021, the currently 2021, you will get JAWS 2022 and 2023. So yes, you would upgrade in 2 years' time.
Yes, sorry, that was my confusion. I think I got that right.
Yeah, I know it's not easy, all this stuff. It really is. All right, Maria, thank you for your question, and you're fine to stay where you are.
Okay.
Is the main thing for you, okay?
Thank you.
Brilliant, thank you. Just, it's worth also mentioning, Ruth, because when Brian mentioned the home annual license that exists in the US, which is a subscription-based model, and we have had lots of queries about that in the past, people asking about it. It's something that we've talked about, and that's something that they're trying to make happen for people outside of the US. And yes. I know that's a kind of an ongoing thing, so hopefully that will happen.
Definitely one to raise perhaps at the webinars with Vispero.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's very true, and that is the time to raise it at the sessions.
I mean, it's the way a lot of the software licenses are going these days, isn't it? That subscription model. And so it'd be great to be able to offer it. We really would like to.
I see a message here from Abby Healy, who's an all-round tech guru. We know Abby well. And she says, just to clarify, if you get two of the JAWS SMAs, do you get JAWS up to 2025? Yes, because you would be 2023 on the first one, and then you'd have another two. So you'd future-proof yourself for the next 5 years. Are the webinars mainly aimed at existing users, or will they be going into detail about specific software? I think anyone who wants, you know, the webinars are kind of aimed at everyone. What Vispero will probably do, Sandra, is focus a little bit on the new stuff and new features, but they're always welcome to take questions from anyone. So please do attend. You'd be more than welcome. Ruth, I think the one piece of tech that's on that list that we didn't mention, it's an interesting one, is the Pearl camera.
Yes.
Which I know you, I think you've probably chatted about this with other people before. It's one piece of technology I don't have, actually, would you believe? I don't have a Pearl. No, maybe I should buy one in the special offers.
My Pearl has been chucked in my bag and taken all over Scotland. Wow. I think it's so neat. So it is, for those people that aren't familiar with the Pearl, it's a camera on an arm, a foldable kind of L-shaped stand, which, you know, very neat in design. Even the way the little foot is designed so you can line paper up with it. So that back in the day, the Pearl camera was essentially kind of sold with the open book software, if people are familiar with that, which is OCR software supplied by Vispro, which again is also in the offer. I'll mention that too. But they've developed kind of the functionality of the Pearl as they've developed JAWS. So I'm sure plenty of people on here will be familiar that with the convenient OCR features. So you can use the Pearl camera in conjunction with your JAWS software for a really quick, easy, low key, no fuss OCR solution. That's probably the best way I'd describe it.
Yeah.
It's super lightweight, very slim line. As I say, I've had it chucked in a bag for the last 5 years and it's still going. I've never had any bother with it. And I just think to have it in the offer, so we're selling it for £315 in pounds, that is, as part of the offer. It's robust, and just as I say, coupled with those features that they are bringing in and developing as well, might be a really interesting thing to chat to Matt from Vispero about on Wednesday, is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to see what they're doing with the convenient OCR, to see it go from strength to strength, and in conjunction with the Pearl camera, it's such a neat little solution.
And it's a great device, because I know one of the things I have struggled with, Ruth, for a long time is knowing where to hold a page relative to the camera. So I find that really difficult. But with the Pearl, you have this little thing to line the page up against, don't you?
Exactly. So the foot itself acts as your guide. So if you imagine, they're using all sorts of 90 degree angles to keep things stable. That's probably the best way to describe it. But it is essentially a camera on an arm. And then this foot is at 90 degrees to the foot, to the actual arm of the camera. So you can line your paper up with that. It will take I believe up to an A3 page, actually, maybe just under, but comfortably an A4 page, which you can line up to the foot of the Pearl camera. And then, depending on how you're deciding to use it, if you're using it with the open book software or if you're using it with convenient OCR, then away you go. You just use your keystroke to activate the camera, take a picture. It's got the option of a little light built in. So obviously, depending on your lighting conditions and in order to provide you with accurate results, you can have the light on or dim, brighter, something in between those two. So the thought of everything, it's just a really neat little thing. It's so light as well. And I mean, if you're someone at home that doesn't have that full computer setup, and maybe you're just running off of a laptop, for example, and you've just got that little desk in a corner somewhere, or you're just working off of a lap tray, Pearl camera would fit on there. It's so neat. Might seem a bit weird to get excited about, but I do think the Pearl camera is really neat.
Had the Pearl camera excites you, Ruth. That's brilliant.
Very sad. But particularly since they brought in convenient OCR, which is probably longer ago than I want to remember. But I do think it's such a neat little kind of combination of solutions.
Yeah, and of course you can also use it, and I haven't done this, but I believe you can use it for the Picture Smart. So yes. My understanding is if you have a photograph, an actual photo. You can put the, under the Pearl camera, take a picture, and then Picture Smart will describe it to you.
Exactly. Just as you could with a file on your computer, you can do this with a physical copy of a photo or a picture as well.
Okay, brilliant. So loads of offers this week. There's loads of things you can get your hands on. I suppose, Ruth, if people want to start exploring this, there is links on our website. There's been lots of public information on our newsletters and our social media, but also give our sales team a ring in Northampton on 01604-798-070 or in Dublin on 01665-0429. I know those guys are very busy, Ruth, and they're sort of really asking people to bear with them. Please leave a message if you don't get through. Somebody will get through to you or will come back to you. But I know that Carl and his team are literally out the door with this stuff at the moment.
Absolutely. And do be assured they will get back to you. You won't miss out. We're not unfair. Just remember that deadline is the end of the month. So 31st of August. But yes, do bear with them and get your bargains. Absolutely. I've just actually, just while I've, I noticed that there's a wee little question here from Oren about whether the offer applies to Jaws Professional. And I'll just say it doesn't. It is just the home versions.
Yeah, and maybe it's worth saying from, and it's funny, I was asked the same question this morning at an event, from a user perspective, there is no difference in the home and professional licenses in terms of functionality, other than access in a corporate environment. So if you want access to things like Citrix, for example, you won't get that. But other than that, there's no difference. Now, absolutely. I thought I saw a hand raised from Sharon O'Neill, but Sharon, I think you've just dropped your hand back. So I don't know if you did want to say something. Just one sec. We'll bring Sharon in to Sharon, you should be able to unmute yourself if you have a question for us.
Hello, Stuart. Jimmy O'Neill here, actually.
Jimmy, how are you?
How are you doing? It was Sharon that named me up. So okay, that's how perfect. Her name is coming out, my daughter.
Yeah.
But just could you give me that Dublin number again, Stuart, please?
Sure. So it's 01-665-0429. Okay.
I'd be interested in the camera for assistance, maybe, or...
Yeah,
I'm not very good on the technology, but could you recommend that for just reading?
Things like reading the post, Ruth. Maybe I'm not throwing that one back to Ruth, but she knows more about the Pearl than I do. So
What I'll say, so it's plug and play. So that actually installing and kind of setting up the camera is incredibly easy. It's just one USB plug that you plug in. And then in terms of using it, as long as you kind of get comfortable with the convenient OCR keystrokes, they're Jaws layered ones, but incredibly kind of intuitive, like most Jaws keystrokes are, then yes, it will just, it's almost instant actually. The speed of it is incredibly fast. What I will say, and actually this brings me on to a little comment I've noticed from Svetlana about OpenBook. It's very rudimentary. So the OCR that you'll get from convenient OCR is quite basic. There isn't much formatting to it. But if it's, bits of text, seeing what's landed through your letterbox, or having a quick check on what that bit of paper says, or just reading a page back to you, then it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So if you want something
it is in conjunction with Jaws.
Yeah. There's nothing. It doesn't do anything unless it's got Jaws running or OpenBook running. So
the actual version I have is ancient, I'd say, but the actual Jaws version. I don't even know how old it is, but.
You'll be able to upgrade from any version, but if you give us a call, Jimmy, and if you have problems, get in touch with me directly, okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
Good to speak to you. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy.
Svetlana's put in a little comment about OpenBook. And
a big shout out to Svetlana at the Alita Group. She's brilliant. She attends all our webinars. So hi, Svetlana. Svetlana's great.
OpenBook obviously gives you kind of a much more advanced option in terms of OCR. So, and that multiple page scan, so that the Pearl camera will recognize when you've turned a page if you want it to. So you can have it just turn the page to scan, and it reads continuously as you go. So it's a much more powerful solution and worth looking at if that's something you're interested in.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for that, Ruth. I'm just going to raise hands for a sec because we have Derek Child has his hand raised. So Derek, I'm going to, if you'd like to open your mic, we'd be delighted to hear from you. You should be able to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
We can. How are you?
Hello, Stuart. And nice to hear Ruth. Ruth used to support me in my days as an RNIB trustee.
Ruth is going to have to come on these webinars. Ruth, you know, Ruth, you're getting a bit of a fan club now. You know,
she
going to have to come back.
She was one of the best in the support team there.
There's no one better. No one better.
slightly. Not directly Jaws, but can either of you say what the advantages of getting 365 are, the office suite? Because I know you have to pay a subscription for that, don't you?
So my comment on it, and then Ruth might have other things. I would say, Derek, in my experience of using 365, and someone like Brian Harshen, who's on who's here as well, may like to come in on this. I don't know. My experience of using 365 is it's where the updates first come. So if there's a new feature in Outlook or Word or those kind of things, it'll be in 365. But purely from a financial perspective, you are getting a really good deal. For I know over here for a single user, for one user, it's €69 a year. It's probably about £50 maybe. And you have access to everything, like all the Microsoft suite. So it's a bit of a no-brainer, I think. And I just see Brian has his hand raised. I thought he might. So we might bring Brian in.
Thank you. That would be helpful. Yeah, I know Brian. Yeah.
So Brian, I think, would have a word or two to say on this as well. Brian, I think you should be able to unmute yourself.
Okay, yes, just a significant comment on this. I think the most important aspect of Office 365 is that you are absolutely guaranteed to get any accessibility enhancements first. What you've got to remember is with some of the static Office versions is perhaps you won't get some of the accessibility enhancements, and Microsoft have a lot of these on their roadmap going forward for the next few months. So if you do have Office 365 and of course the latest JAWS version, if that's what you're using, you will get the Office updates coming down periodically in the background, and you'll always be up to date with the latest accessibility enhancements, not just for being able to read documents, but also for composing them. There's a lot of help tools in there to help you to compose accessible documents now.
Brilliant. Thanks, Brian. You. Yeah, it's great. Derek, is that okay? That helps to answer that?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, thank you very much. That's very helpful.
Okay, thank you, Brian, and thanks to Derek as well. We have no more hands raised. So just again, quick, I suppose, Ruth, if people want to get in touch to order these, they can do it online or via the phone. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. So all the offers are available through our website, which is www.sightandsound.co.uk. Or you can contact the sales team. So there's two. I'll let Stuart provide the island versions, but for the UK, it's 01604798070 and option one. I don't know, Stuart, I'll let
and
you do the
yeah, if you're, yeah. If you're in Dublin or in Ireland, you can call us in Dublin on 01665 0429. And as we did say earlier, I know the guys have been very busy with this since it started last week, so do please leave a message. If you don't get through, you will not be forgotten. We guarantee you that somebody will be back to you. And of course, we'll be here every day this week, or rather I'll be here with other colleagues. Ruth has very kindly stepped in this afternoon, but she might come back later. Now you're getting a fan club, Ruth. You might come back. I'll be here every day. So if there's any queries as the week goes on, please use this space to get in touch with us as well, okay? We're very much looking forward to a great week. Tomorrow, it's Eric Damery. He's worth coming for, very much worth coming for, to talk all about Fusion and Zoom Text. Ruth, thank you, because you did, with only 3 hours notice, jump into the breach on this one today. Very much appreciated. That's it from us for today. Stay safe and well, everybody. Look after yourselves. Any queries following today's session, please do get in touch with us. And we look forward very much to joining you tomorrow at 2 p.m. with Eric Damery from Vispero to talk all about Zoom Text and Fusion. So from Ruth and Stuart at Sight and Sound, take care and goodbye.